mom surviving life. Tough questions, real answers, awesome hacks.
Hello and welcome to Mom Surviving Life. Today, Carla and I are going to talk about thrifting. Can we call this a sequel to the Bang for Your Buck episode that we did in season one? Also, we have a very special guest today, my mom, Joyce, aka Linda, aka Officer Joyce. If you know her by either of those, I'm sorry. We'd like to stress that anything on this episode is not sponsored by any of the stores that we are mentioning. They are our opinions and our opinions alone. We are also not affiliated with any of these stores. We are just customers. Although, if they gave us extra coupons, we would not say no. As always, please subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you are listening to us on, and please follow us on social media. Okay, Mom, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Joyce. I've been married for 37 plus years to Bill. I have two kids. One is Erica. She's our daughter. And we have a son, Ethan. I have three grandchildren. They're all girls. I farm and I work with my husband. We're contractors. We do home renovations. And in my spare time, I enjoy baking and thrifting. I love a good deal.
All right. What is thrifting?
So according to Google, thrifting refers to the act of shopping at a thrift store, flea market, garage sale, or a shop of a charitable organization, usually with the intent of finding interesting items at a low price. We just say it's finding secondhand items at a really good deal. So let's start off. Why did you get into thrifting?
I've actually been thrifting for quite a few years. One of my husband's cousins has a party where women get together and swap clothes. It's called a swap party. It's like going to a thrift store, but there is no money exchanged. You bring your secondhand clothes. Everybody else brings theirs. There has been as many as 80 women in one house. And we're all going through clothes.
I'm just looking at Carla's face.
It's a lot of fun. Some alcohol does get consumed.
Along with some very delicious treats.
You have to bring a snack. You can bring a bag of chips, or you can bring brownies. You can bring whatever you feel like it. Nobody judges. And you eat and drink all evening. And women only. There's no men there.
We made a boy cry who was like 18, and I'm not kidding.
Well, he came in to pick up his mom, but we're like, you can't come in here. Eh, whatever. Anyways, they've been doing that since way before.
37 years now.
Yeah, quite a few years. And it's a lot of fun. And the leftover clothes from this event eventually do go to a women's shelter. So it's kind of all for a good cause. So that's when I got started, and I enjoy it. There's nothing better than getting a pair of jeans and they're already broke in.
Very true.
Yeah. Or get a new purse. It's a brand new leather purse and it's $5 instead of $105. You know, you only really use a purse for one season. If you can get through that season, I don't usually keep my purses for that long. But so it's kind of how I got into it. And then I just found the stores that I like. And the ones I like, I frequent because they have good donators.
What and where are your favorite stores?
I like Value Village. There's one near Costco, so it's in a convenient spot.
And we're talking about London North Costco.
Yes. If I have time, sometimes it only takes like 15 minutes. Go in, go to a few key areas, and get out. I don't need to spend all day there.
What are the few key areas that you talk about? You said there was a few key areas you like to go to if you don't have a ton of time.
Yeah. I like to go, usually they have boodle bags, as I call them, hanging on the side wall.
We'll get into those in a minute.
They are a great find. They seem to be, when they don't know where to put stuff, oddball stuff, that's where they put it. You can get great tools for the kitchen that are $10, $15 items. You can get a couple of them in the bag, and the bag is like $2.99. $2.99. So, you know, I'd much rather pay $2.99, which is like a buck an item. Maybe you're not going to use that item all that much, but if you only pay a buck, if you really like the tool, then you can buy, you know, brand new and a quality one that you want. But for the most part, that I like checking out that. I'll check out the kids' toys just because I have 3 grandbabies.
You realize you buried the lead on your favorite store, right?
Why?
The Depot?
That's not my favorite store.
Well, it's mine.
Well, not talking about you, talking about me.
I love it.
I can't wait to have your mom on.
Now, where were we? I'll check out the footwear. I've found great deals in the footwear section. And then I look at the little furniture section that they have as well. Sometimes you can get tables, chairs, little odd things.
My favorite store is that picks up on the mic. My favorite store is the Goodwill Depot. We have one in London. It is basically everyone's stuff that they didn't want to buy in the store, but they also accept donations. I got a bench parka, like a $200 bench long parka, black, brand new, pretty much. $3 when I calculated it out. Oh, yeah.
It's like a car coat.
And then, right. And then a collective favorite store for us is the Mission Thrift Store by the Western Fair, downtown London. Now, I will say this. I really like donating to this store because the less fortunate population of London actually can go in there and apply for vouchers so that they can purchase some of the clothing in there, which I think is awesome. So I always, knowing that now, like if I have like winter clothes or like kids' winter clothes or like stuff that I think is more of a, like a necessity clothing item than like a, oh, look, this is a cute sweater, I would rather donate it there.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
The women's help center is in that same plaza.
Yeah.
That's good. So they'll they probably send people that way too, or go and get them things.
Well, it's in downtown London, and a lot of the homeless population is in downtown London. That's where they live.
Yeah. I like it because the clothing there is super cheap, and they give you a 30% off coupon, and they also give you like this other crazy coupon that every 10 bucks you get like a stamp card.
And when you get 5 stamps or spend $50, you get $10 off.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's like 20% off. It's crazy.
Joyce, what is your best find to date?
I have a couple good finds. I got a full-length down-filled winter coat. I was looking for a full-length coat, and I just happened to find one at this Value Village. It's like a $200 coat, and it's so warm. It's just plain black. It's not too puffy. Perfect. And then I also found another winter coat. I like that one so much. I'm like, I need a short length one of these. So I went back, and I happened to find one like 3 weeks later. And it's almost like a half of that coat. And I only paid like, I think I paid 20 bucks. Yeah, probably 20 bucks for the full length coat and 18 for the shorter coat. I've also gotten brand new camouflage Crocs, brand name Crocs, no wear on them. I don't even know if the person ordered them and they didn't like how they feel, or they decided not to wear them, or what the deal. Maybe they died. Who knows?
I have a lot.
20 bucks.
Nice.
So $60 shoes for 20, and they're brand new.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. And then I was looking for a pair of winter boots don't have to be super duper warm, but for four wheeling, because that's another thing I like to do, is very muddy and wet. So need to be warm and need to be dry. And I found a pair of Bogs, which are a very good name. They're like $200 boots. I paid $8.99 and I had a coupon for 20% off.
Oh my God.
And they're camouflage to boot. So, huh, pardon the pun.
Another thing too, before we move on to my finds, I don't know how many times she comes home. She's like, oh, I got these like really cool things. They're like $6. I'm like, do you know how much those actually are worth? She's like, no, but I just think they're cute. I'm like,
you always message me and be like, my mom got this today for like this much. And she doesn't even know how much it's actually worth.
Like every time she's like she brought those boots home, had no idea that these Bogs are worth like $200.
I knew they were good quality because they're a name that a lot of people wear. So I'm like, I knew they were a respected name, but I didn't buy them for the label. I bought them
because they were camo rubber boots.
Because they were rubber boots and they were camo. So I'm like, perfect.
So I have a few of my favorite finds. I found a pink and a purple Melissa and Doug Trunky at a Valley Village. They were $8. $8 each. They sell for $70. And right now you can't find them anywhere. I don't know if they're discontinued or what. These are hard shelled suitcases. They also have wheels on them. So not only can your kids pull them, but when your kids are tired in the airport, they can sit on them and ride them.
And they're painted as animals.
The only thing that's wrong with one of them is there's stickers all over it. So I'm just going to remove the stickers and move on with my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, we both know how to remove stickers, so.
Yeah. The next one, I got a $5 Denier purse. It's like a tote purse, like a bigger bag. Someone I know was looking for one, and I just so happened to come. Her criteria was leather, black, and does up, and big. And I took a picture of this, and she's like, yes, it was $5. And I also had a 30% off coupon. So it made it like three something. I own a number of Coach bags, all under $20. Like, I think the most I've ever paid for a Coach bag was, I think it was like $24.99. And I bought it and I had a $5 off coupon.
So under 20. Can't go wrong there.
My, I think, best find ever is my FXR sweater. And we're going to post links to all of like the actual items or pictures of all these items. This is a $3 FXR sweater. It was actually $6, but the whole store was 50% off clothing. So I got this FXR. It's brand new. It's pink. Well, like pink accent. It is a $105 sweater, and I got it for $3.
It's like motocross, isn't it?
Snowmobiling, like competitive snowmobiling. It's so warm.
I like that sweater. It's so pretty. That in your teal one.
Oh, and I got a teal Browning sweater, actually from the same store. I got a teal Browning sweater. Those are like $75. It was $5.
Crazy. I'm jealous.
Oh, and my Uggs that I got for $12.
Glitter.
My black sparkly Uggs that I got for $12. I'm excited about those. Everyone's like, oh, when you find, can you find Uggs for me? And I'm like, no, I'm finding them for me first.
Yeah. You find what you find. I mean, hopefully when you find something that's good, if you're not interested in it, you can find somebody who wants it.
Right.
But if they don't answer your text or call, it's like, I'm not going to buy it if you don't want it.
Hey, you guys have thrifted for me before. So I.
We thrift for a lot of people. I mean, if you tell us what you're looking for, then we'll have an eye for it.
Right.
And sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time.
Exactly. You like, walk in, it's like, that's exactly what somebody was looking for. I mean, we were out thrifting and I seen a little doll stroller and it's like, well, the girls already have two. I don't think we need more. And then we came home, we were talking to another girl.
One of my friends.
And she's like, oh, if you ever see one of those, let me know. I'm like, I just seen one today. And it probably would have been like 50 cents because it was at the depot and they charge you by the pound for stuff. So you just put all your stuff in a bag on this particular scale and they group it together for clothing, housewares, whatever.
And it's like $2 a pound. So if you buy like like clothing is not heavy, especially dry clothing. So you can imagine how many things you get for $2 when it's a pound of clothing, especially if you're looking for like kids' clothes and t-shirts.
Oh, clothes yeah. end up being 25 cents, 63 cents.
Like, that's how I got a bench coat for $3.
Yeah.
So how do you get further discounts?
The most popular way is to donate. When you donate, they give you a coupon. It gives you 20% off a purchase. And you also can fill out a survey online, and that will give you $2 off a $5 purchase. If you just watch the sales, because I mean, there's a Super Saver Club with Value Village.
Yes, that's Value Village.
All you have to do, it doesn't cost anything. It's just like most stores, you have to sign up, they send you emails, and you know, 30% off books this week or whatever it is. So you just sign up, get old. Like once you turn 60, you get discounts.
He actually asked me when we were planning this episode, I was like, is there anything that I should put in this? She goes, can you tell them about the senior discount? And I was like, no, because 90% of our listeners are not seniors. Like our audience is geared towards like young moms. So yes,
if those young moms.
Yeah, but sometimes
and mothers and grandmas.
I was
going
to say, tell yes. grandma to go thrifting.
It's a good hobby.
Oh, and the mission store that we go to has like discount cards that you, it's like a punch card.
Oh, that's right.
So for every every $50 that you spend, and you can only do they only do 3 stamps a day. So the best thing for you to do is like calculate it out to like $30 and then get your stamps, check out and go back in and buy like $20 more stuff. I've done that. There's always like ways around and like loopholes.
Well, it's like at the grocery store when they say limit 2. So you buy 2, you go to your car, you go back in, you buy 2 more, you go back out to your car until you get the quantity that you want.
Yep. Depending what it is, it would be worth it.
Yeah.
Why do you donate back to the stores you go to?
So somebody else can find them. I mean, I think it's kind of a sin to throw clothes out. If there's still wear left in them, just because you don't like them doesn't mean they're worn out. I mean, you don't donate things that are missing buttons or broken zippers or holes. I mean, that kind of stuff, yes, that's garbage. Mm-hmm. That's something that I would get rid of. But lots of clothes and household items that are still got lots of life left in them, donate them back. If I don't know somebody, with COVID, we haven't been having these swap parties. So I don't have that avenue to get rid of stuff. Give it to the stores. And lots of times when I go back in the store, I will see my stuff.
I've seen my stuff too. I also, it's funny, I have friends, like, they've come over to my house while I'm preparing for swap, and I'm going through my closet, and I literally look like that teenage girl. It's like, I have nothing to wear, and I'm like, this. I'll bring, like, 4 garbage bags to swap. Everyone's like, what if you don't find anything? I'm like, oh, trust me. The goal for everyone that comes to swap, the goal for some reason is to take home less than you brought, but somehow that is everyone's goal, and everyone fails, and we're like, are the clothes multiplying when we don't see them? Like, no, but like seriously, every single person that we've talked to, their goal is to bring home less than they brought and they never do it. And I'm like, are the clothes multiplying? Like, how is this possible?
Lots of people bring way more, like, or they send clothes with somebody. So one person will bring 2 other people's clothes.
They'll right.
bring 3 bags of clothes. So if they just take home 1 bag of clothes, but I mean, if we see something that just, I don't know, when you see a shirt, sometimes it just reminds me of this particular person. So you take it over to that person and go, here, this looks like it's going to fit you. It's your personality. It says something that you would say or whatever. So even if you're not looking for stuff, people are looking for stuff for you.
Right.
That's how Depot is too sometimes. Like there was a woman at Depot and she's like, oh, I'm looking for lingerie. Well, she has a mannequin in her store that she likes to dress in lingerie just because it's funny. And we're like, okay. So I found this like It was a gag gift, apparently. Like, do you remember the like little negligee from like Elf that's like fuzzy bra with like pink sheer and like a fuzzy little like hem on the bottom?
Yeah.
I found something like almost identical to that. And I was like, oh, what about this? She's like, oh, that's perfect. Like, I had no idea who this lady was, never seen her before in my life, but it was just something she was looking for. So I think that's why I like Depot so much, is because it's kind of got the swap atmosphere of like, no one's really arguing, although there's one argument that we watched, but it was in another language, so I don't really know if they were talking or if they were actually arguing.
What is a boodle bag? You kind of got into it, but let's dive a little bit deeper.
It's basically a plastic bag that has a collection of goods in it. I mean, there can be a deck of cards, some golf tees, a picture frame, and a McDonald's toy. Yeah, like, so if there's something in there that you want, you have to buy the whole bag. But they're, you know, $2, $3, $5. But I've got like cookie cutters in a specific shape, certain things, but there's always a good deal for those. And they put odd things that they don't know what to do with in those bags. Like they've kind of broken them down into household, craft. If you're into crafts, it's a great place to go to get craft supplies.
Like partially used balls of yarn. Like if you crochet and you make what are called granny squares, like they're the little like coaster size things, and then you can make a big blanket of them. I would strongly recommend going to the dollar store, going to the Valley Village and going and looking in their craft section for their boodle bags, because, oh my God, every time I'm there, I'm like, if I crocheted and made granny squares, this would be like the best thing ever. But I don't.
You can get knitting needles there, crochet hooks. Like, those are expensive to buy.
Yeah, a pair of knitting needles is like $8 a pair, and you can buy a boodle bag that has like 16 pairs of knitting needles in, because they have no idea what they're worth.
They try and group stuff together, but
it's like $4 for like 16 pairs of knitting needles, and you're like, okay.
Sometimes the people that put these bags together don't know what these are, so I'm gonna say they misprice them because I mean, they're not stupid people, they're just ignorant to the fact of what they actually are. So
I definitely find
makes for a good find.
Yeah, I find like my kids right now are obsessed with like My Little Pony kind of things. They have a whole bunch of boodle bags downstairs waiting for Easter. I think I have like 4. I probably bought 20 My Little Ponies, and it cost me like $20. It's like $1 a pony.
Like, yeah, like there was a whole bunch of little ponies in one, and there was only one thing in there that I wanted. But when I brought it home, Eric was like, oh my God, do you know what this is? This is this, and this is really old, and this is classic. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I just bought it for this because it has a unicorn in it. There was My Little Pony in there.
There was a My Little Pony thing, and I looked it up online. It was worth like $25-$30. I have no intention of selling it, but like some My Little Ponies, if they're in pristine condition, can go for upwards of like $200 to $400. And she bought not the one that was discontinued, but the one that was like 2 years later that was like mass produced. And I was like, aw, you like missed out. But like, I don't think if people at Valley Village like see the collectibles that they know truly.
I don't think
worth.
They have time to research what they're doing. They're just trying to process the stuff and get it out on the floor.
Yeah. What's the best boodle bag you've ever gotten?
Mine would be the wooden blocks.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
But for you? What about your Coolie Cup one?
Yeah, I did get 4 stainless steel Coolie Cups.
Yeti.
Yeah, knockoff Yeti for a can in a boodle bag for like $4.99. A good deal.
Yeah.
Just for 4 Coolie Cups. I mean, the ones that are material or they're made out of like the wetsuit material, I just find that after a while they stink because they hold the water, the moisture, and then they smell musty. So I like these metal Coolie Cups because they don't sweat. They're good for the pool. They can handle being dropped.
And she got them. There are 4 different colors, which was probably the best part.
Yeah.
You can tell your drink apart.
Exactly. If you're all drinking the same thing, there's a different colored seal on top, so you can tell.
Nice.
So what do you look for when you go thrifting?
Sometimes I have a specific item in mind, and sometimes I'm just looking. So I'll breeze through the household section, and then I look at the bootleg section and look at the footwear. It's all sized, so I look for the footwear in my size, and then I go up and look at the purse section, even if I'm not looking for a purse.
And I will say, generally, when she's hit footwear is the point where when I'm with her, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the next store, because there's a dollar store like right beside Valley Village. I'm like, I'm going to take the kids. I'm going to go to Dollarama because I'm done here. She's like, okay, I'm not. But then she turns around and she finds something, because she literally goes through like the clothing rack. She'll literally go through every shirt and look at it. And I'm the other way when I thrift. Like, I go and look at the leggings, and like, I have a very specific style of legging that I like, so I'm just going through and going by feel, and I'm like, oh, I like the feel of this. Once I stop and I'll actually look at it, or I like the print of this one, but I don't like I do not like cloth leggings. I think they're just, I can't do it. I know that like you really shouldn't be like wearing polyester, like nylon 24/7, but like I can't do cloth leggings. So if I find cloth leggings, I'm like, next.
Swipe left.
Yeah. And there's sometimes when we go into a thrift store, like we went, I don't even know, was that last weekend? 2 weekends ago? We went to a thrift store and we walked in. Oh. I think we were in there for 15 minutes and we both kind of looked at each other. We're like, yeah, we don't like this store. And we just left. Like, we didn't say anything to the workers there. Like, we weren't rude. We were just kind of like, yeah, let's go to the next store.
What they had didn't appeal to us.
Right.
I mean,
it's gonna happen.
It just depends. Sometimes it depends on what area of town it's in. Sometimes it depends on, I mean, I've gone to the mall and walked through some stores and went, I don't see anything I like. Sometimes you're just not in the mood to find stuff.
Yeah, it's no different than going to the mall and walking through the whole mall and leaving with nothing.
Yeah.
We generally do when we go thrifting, there is a list. Like, I have a loose list at all times. Like, I like Melissa and Doug stuff. I'm always looking for a new Coach purse. I like Bench. I like Lulu. For leggings, I'll look for Under Armour and Nike, but like nothing specific. But sometimes it's like, I need like new shoes, but I don't really know what kind of shoes I want. Like right now I'm looking for loafers, but I haven't found the right ones yet.
Yeah, sometimes you even get clothes with the tags still on. Brand new, never wore.
A lot of baby clothes are like that. So if you ever go to a thrift store, be mindful of that, because if you know about the Carter's rule, you can take that $2 shirt that, you know, Valley Village or Tilly's is selling and turn it around to a $7.50 shirt at Carter's. So you've actually made $5. Done that too. Or done like a no bill. It's a little bit harder with COVID, but I've definitely bought stuff and done no bill returns at like Walmart or Carter's or stores in the mall.
They'll take stuff back. Then as long as it still has the tags on.
So yeah, you've spent money initially, but you're actually making money because you bought something that's $2 and it's worth more.
Very nice. What is the thrill of the hunt?
I think just finding something that's valuable that you got for cheap. It's like when somebody gives you something, it's like, wow, look what I found. It's fun. It's, to me, it's rewarding. And you can feel good because you're saving money. You're not paying full price.
I would equate it to when you find like a really cute dress and you're like, and it has pockets.
Bonus.
I did that to Shane today with dress pants. I was like, I really like my new dress pants. They have real pockets. Why would you tell someone they should start thrifting?
It saves money.
It's fun.
It's fun. I kind of think it saves time, actually, because if you go to a particular store, sometimes you're only going to find that brand or that label or that style of clothing. Whereas if you go to a thrift store, you're going to find everything. It's more than a department store. It's every store in one.
And you can also buy gifts like months out. Like, you find something, you're like, oh, this is perfect for person X.
Yeah.
Their birthday may not be for a few months. As long as they're not a kid, like, they're not going to grow out of it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Like, when, how long ago did you buy the sweaters and, like, long sleeve shirt for Shane?
Beginning of December.
Yeah.
And you came and got them on family day?
Yeah.
So we had them for, like, a solid 3 months.
But he loved them. I was like, this one does have a hole, like a small hole in it, but no one will ever, ever notice.
Is it on a seam?
No, it's on the pocket, but you like, it's on like the very, very side. Like, you would never notice. And it looks brand new otherwise. Hmm. Both of them.
That's funny.
He was very excited about them.
How do kids' bags work?
In Value Village, at the back of the store, they have, let's say, newborn till 24 months. 14. Oh, is it go up to 14?
I've seen up to 14.
Though. Okay. They try and separate it into boys stuff and girls stuff.
Lies. It's all over.
Well, there's four bins, and they do try and separate it, but you can get, like, fancy little lace pants. There's all kinds of clothes there. And I always pick out all the clothes that I want, that I think I'm wanting. And none of these have tags on. And then you choose the size of bag that you think you're going to fit this into. So it's kind of like there's a sandwich bag, there's a 1-quart bag, there's a 2-quart bag, and then there's a huge bag. And the small bag, I usually can fit everything I want into. It's $3.99. So if you can fit 12 items, and I always roll the clothes, you can fit way more in if you just take a little bit of time and lay it flat and then roll it up. That will allow you to fit more in than just jamming as much as you can. And as long as you can get the two sides to close at the top.
No, you don't. As long as you can get stuff in there, it's not falling all over.
Well, they're not really picky, but all of those clothes, and then it's $3.99, or the next bag up, I think, is $5.99. So depending on what you choose, again, it makes for a great find. Now, sometimes if you can only find two items and you got to pay $3.99, it's still a good deal, but the bag isn't full. So it just depends what you find. And it's like, do I really want this? Because it's going to be like $2. No, I'm going to put it back.
I've gone and I had room in one of my bags, and I found this Columbia bathing suit, and I was like, I don't have any, like, it's not gonna fit my kids. So I'm like, oh, I can give it to my friend.
I'll find an owner for this.
Yeah. So I brought it home and I messaged her and I was like, hey, do you want this? And she's like, oh my God, like, how much was it? It's a Columbia bathing suit. Okay. So let's just preface, it's Columbia. Well, it was like 60 cents. And she's like, that's all you want for it? I'm like, that's all I paid for it. It was a $3.99 bag. I think I fit like, I don't know, what's $3.99 to get to like 60 cents, like 12 items.
And with little kid clothes, they don't take up that much space.
Oh my God. They wear it for 5 minutes too. I also did this. I still feel bad about this. My friend gave a baby gift. I found something. It was like perfect for this kid I know. So I gave it to her. Like my friend, I was like, oh, you can give it to the baby. And she's like, oh, I have a Starbucks card from at work. And like, I paid like 60 cents for this particular baby item. She gave me like a $20 Starbucks card. I'm like, this trade is not equal. And she's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, but it's not, because I spent 60 cents.
Yeah, but how much was the item that you paid 60 cents for? But...
Oh, $95. If you bought it now.
So
yeah,
you got to look at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, but I look at, I paid 60 cents and you're giving me $20, and I don't equate the two to being the correct thing. And I'm like, this isn't
But fair. She didn't pay for it either. It was a gift. So.
No, right. I know.
Right.
I know, but I still am like.
And she didn't pay $95 for the item. She paid $20. It all works out.
Yeah, it does. Can you return items at thrift stores?
With tags on, I believe you have a week that you can take it back and they will give you your money back.
Talese's final sale on almost all items.
Nope. Talese, actually, I did buy, my mother-in-law fell and broke her arm. So she had to get clothes that did up on the front because she couldn't get her arm into a pull over your head shirt. So I went and bought her some do up the front, like button up shirts. And I also got her some pull up pants because she broke one arm. So she couldn't do up zippers and buttons. She only could handle elastic waist pants.
And we should also mention that on her good arm, she only has 3 fingers due to a farming accident. So she's now severely disabled for like the next 2 months.
Hate to laugh.
Pretty funny. No, honestly, I was talking with my mom and I'm like, it's not that difficult to do stuff. And then I realized when I took away like my index and my middle finger because of the two she's missing, I tried to do.
She's missing these two. So try picking something up like this.
Yeah, no, that is not. Oh my God.
Yeah. So she can't have a very big glass. And like, even if it has a handle on it, like she's still kind of.
So I got her some shirts and I got her some pants. The shirts, she kept all of them. The pants, none of them fit. So I did take them back and they didn't give me money back. They gave me a gift card. So, but then I went right back in the store and bought some other stuff. So I used my gift card. So I wasn't out anything.
But no.
So yes, you can take stuff back, but there is a time limit and each store is different.
Can we talk about books? Because you always seem to find like bomb books.
I just go and peruse the book section, especially the kids section. But I find good books.
Scholastic books. First of all, I don't think you really like know like kids authors. You're like, oh, this book has tractors in it. I'll buy this book. Like,
yeah, I that's the thing. I'm not buying it because, I don't know, Charlie Brown wrote it. I'm buying it because it has tractors and it talks about things on the farm and the cow goes moo and the kids like that kind of stuff. Because I live on a farm, so for me, it works.
Well, and then you got one, and it was by the same, like, Regan is obsessed with the Snuggle Puppy book to the point where she wanted to sleep with it. I was like, whatever. She ended up destroying it, so we got to find a new book. And my mom came home, and she bought, like, 3 books by the same author.
It's those kind of books that say, like, pet the animal and,
no, this is the Pajama Party book.
The what?
The Pajama Party book. That's the same author. It's like Samantha Banton or something is the author.
Sandra
Banton. She does Snuggle Puppy, and then Mom got the Pajama Party book, and something it's about
the same
dinosaurs.
Author of that book about Steve at the end that you want Shane to read.
Oh, is that the same author?
The Zagzag. Really?
Oh.
And see, I got that one, I think, at the dollar store. You but did. Oh my God, it was so funny.
We're sitting there dying laughing, reading it.
We definitely need to get Shane to read it next time we're at your house.
Oh my God. Can we like videotape him doing this too? Although he's probably gonna get mad at us. We made my brother read it at like a family dinner and he's like, what is this? This is dumb. We're like, no, keep reading. And of course my sister-in-law is sitting there and she's laughing her butt off the whole time.
It's such a funny, weird. The words are just so funny. There's no story.
No.
And then.
I love it.
That's a
Even I was reading it and was like, what are you making me read right now?
I'm sitting there dying of laughter because I know what page is coming. Mm. And of course, your daughter doesn't care. She's like, oh my God, mommy's reading a book.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Well, yeah, and it's just different words, right? Like. Not even real words, I don't think.
I was laughing because like, I was reading it and Kinsley was on my lap and she's like, mommy, why are you laughing? Like, she didn't get it at all.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. They just don't understand some things. And then we think things are funny, but
they don't find it funny.
Is there anything else that you would like to say about thrifting that we didn't already cover? And are very extensive.
Bring your own bag.
Okay, why?
Well, it helps the environment, but I don't know. I've bought so much from Value Village that I've now moved up to the suede level. They're going to give me a shopping bag now.
It's not like you need another bag.
Oh.
Also, if you go to the depot in London, please bring your own bag because they only have those stupid like drag shopping carts that is like, you know, the skinny little like green one from Value Village is basically a bucket that you pull around on wheels. That's what they give you at the store. And I'm like, no, you need to go to like Dollarama and buy that like obscenely large, just weirdly shoulder large bag that you could probably fit a body in. You need to bring that to Depot.
Yeah, because when you find something, you want to tuck it in there. I mean, most of the stores have shopping carts. So you can put your stuff in the shopping cart. But if they don't have a shopping cart, then you got to put it in your own bag.
Mm. Kind of sucks.
I'm surprised they allow that. But I guess it saves them on.
Well, even at the grocery store, they tell you don't pre-bag your stuff. But everybody does.
I do. And then I unbag it at the end. Like, like I put all my frozen stuff. Like I'll bring my Costco bag in the grocery store. Because like, I get sucked into like the clearance section on like that one end of the store. And I'm like, well, now my French fries are no longer frozen. But if I have them in like a freezer bag, I don't feel as bad. Plus then my kids can't see the fact that I bought ice cream again. So they're going to want to eat it in the store. Little life hack. Mom, we wanted to thank you for coming on the podcast and going deep into thrifting with us. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
You definitely made me want to go thrifting now.
You just need to go thrifting with her. Like, that's what I said. I'm like, just take people thrifting with you because, like, she'll go shopping on a Saturday. She's gone the whole day. I'm like, where'd you go? She's like, Value Village. I'm like, for 6 hours? She's like, yeah.
Or I went to 3 different Dollaramas because they don't all have the same thing.
No.
We went thrifting one morning, like, 2 weeks ago. I think I spent, like, $60. Easily, if I had gone and like bought all this stuff new, $200-$300.
Yeah. Bit expensive.
I got the girls Christmas dresses like right before Christmas because I was like, I'm not spending new. I went to like Talies and I got them $3 Christmas dresses, and you would never know.
They're really only going to wear them once.
Yeah.
Because next year they're not going to fit into them.
No, and that's just it, right? Like, why spend money, especially for the kids?
Yeah.
Like if you want like an Easter dress, there's no point in going and buying new. So.
Well, and when you need 2 of them.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
Makes it harder.
Yeah.
I've just given up on the matching unless I'm like, I'm willing to shell out $40.
Yeah. Well, really?
Sometimes you can find used the same.
Oh, I have. I have matching complimented
mom to mom suit. Groups and stuff you do, but
yeah, it's hard to find twin stuff.
I did find complimentary snowsuits. I bought 2 snowsuits. I spent like $30 and I got 2 coats, 2 pairs of pants. I think it was total, it was like $30. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I'll
take that.
Absolutely.
Are we going to move on to highs and lows?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I'm going to do my high first. And I'm super excited and crazy nervous at the same time. But I have a date for my gallbladder surgery.
Yay!
But it's in a couple days. So that's like the scary part is because it happened so quickly. I literally, here's a hack for you. If you need to get your gallbladder out and you want to have a baby, or even if you don't, but you just say you do, apparently they'll give you a date faster.
Lie.
Because they do not want to do surgery on you once you're pregnant. Little backstory, I legit went to the gynecologist on Thursday and asked them questions about like, being pregnant and needing my gallbladder out. And they're like, it gets a lot worse when you're pregnant. So we don't really recommend you getting pregnant while needing it out. However, they will do surgery if need be. And then she's like, just call the doctor, like call the surgeon and be like, that you want to have a baby soon. And that's all I did. I was like, I just have a couple questions. Like, I want to have a baby, but I'm still waiting for my surgery. And like, they like flipped a switch and they were like, so we have like
a date available.
We have like April 11th open. Do you like, as a cancellation of somebody else, do you want it? And I was like, yes. And then after I was like, that's like soon. But I took it. So I'm having surgery on Monday.
Yay.
It's very exciting, but I'm a little terrified. There's still a lot going on. So, but with that, Shane has been working a lot of like 8-hour shifts lately, and normally like his regular shift is normally 10 or 12 hours. So when he works an 8-hour shift, he's home and has so much time to do things.
And he's not asleep on the couch.
Yeah. So like, and he doesn't even like falling asleep on the couch, but it happens. So like when he first goes to 8 hours, that's kind of what he did. He just kind of like slept every day, but then he's so like grumpy and doesn't sleep well. And he realized how horrible that was. And he's like, give me a list of things to do around the house that needs to get done. So now he gets the list every day and he like cleans the house and picks stuff up and empties the dishwasher and makes dinner every night. And it's amazing. I am very, very lucky. Like he's a very good husband in that regard most of the time already, but like I think he's preparing for me not being able to do anything for a couple weeks, so he's gonna have a lot on his plate and I feel really bad. But
yeah, but it's not any different than like right after Christmas when you were like, I'm bedridden.
Yeah,
and everybody was like, Carla, you need to go to the hospital. You're like, it's fine, I'm fine. We're like, Carla, you're low-key dying, can you go to the hospital? You're like, fine.
And 3 times later and nothing happened. Took them a really long time to figure out what was wrong too, which sucked.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm having surgery and Shane is amazing. So he should definitely listen to this episode if he's going to listen to any episode. My low, however, has to do with surgery because people keep yelling at me. I got yelled at by my boss and my coworkers and like my union RVP, because they're all like, you're going off for surgery. Like, just stay home, relax, don't work. And I was like, but I love my job and I'm okay to do like bare minimum work when I'm off. Like, I work from home for all of COVID and while I was in labor, and I think I can handle like a little, like I'm just sit at home all the time. Like, I'm not that person that sits at home and does nothing. So I'm going to end up working.
You can binge like a good series. Although I feel like at this point we've binged pretty much everything.
Oh, I have a couple good shows that I have held off watching for this specific reason. And then the new Home edit just came out. So I haven't watched any of it because I'm saving that for next week.
I started watching that, which caused me to get to my high.
If I am in charge of myself, I think I can make the decision of whether or not I want to work. And it's not like I'm saying I'm going to work full time. I said I would work like maybe an hour a day, depending how I'm feeling.
You also have job where you sit at a desk and you're not like, oh, look, I'm an arborist and I work at heights. Like, right. Like,
I don't have to lift anything. I don't have to do like anything. I sit at a computer all day. So,
and, really,
and I can literally sit on the couch on my laptop and do it. So I'm just like, off people, I'm doing my own thing. If I want to do it, I'll do it. And my boss actually came around and said, if you do choose to do some work when you're off, just calculate your hours. And at the end, instead of paying you out sick leave, we'll pay you regular with whatever you have left. So I'm not like working for free, even though I'm getting paid.
That's fair.
So, yeah. So my lows and my highs kind of go together, but it is what it is. I actually had a really good week.
Yay. And we're also recording early so Carla can have a little bit of a break on
her surgery because we haven't even released. This is going to make us two episodes ahead so that Carla does not have to record until we're going into May, which gives her a solid like 3 week recovery time, even though we're probably going to record towards the end of April. Because we did take 6 weeks off over Christmas. And I feel like halfway through December, we're like, I miss you. I need to talk to you on Zoom for like a half hour about nothing.
I feel like even when we don't record, we're like, can we just have like a half hour Zoom session, which always turns out to be way longer than that. Like, we do not know how to like,
our 20 minute Zoom session is minimum an hour.
Yeah. Minimum. Always.
It's somewhat therapeutic though, right?
Oh my God.
It absolutely is. And we've said that from day one. Like, we don't care. Like, yeah, we want people to listen and stuff, but like, this is for us. Like, I get to ask Erica questions and get information because she's ahead of me. But at the same time, then we get to vent, we get to chat, we get like, it's just like as if we were there all the time, like seeing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm ahead of you with like my kids' development, but like, I also talk to you about like, financial advice because you're good with numbers, or like I'm having an issue at work, like how would you deal with it? And it's like, you know, you're a year older than me, but we've also had like different employment experiences, so like we talk all the time about bouncing ideas off each other. And yeah, like it's like we do a podcast about parenting, but like if you don't think that we are talking every day and sending pictures and memes and gifs and like I think on a daily basis
competing in Wordle.
No, there's all the Wordle. What was I say? There's Wordle, Knuckle, Quartle, and Global that we're currently competing in.
Yes.
And I feel like we should compete in another one, but we don't. There should be like a Big Brother Urdle.
Have you been doing Octurtle?
No, I can't get into that one.
It's hard. Krista has to do it on her computer so she can see all of them at one time.
Versus you can do like it on a computer.
What?
Do it on a computer?
Yeah, Krista just takes a picture of the thing at the end. But you can see all eight at one time when you do it on, like, an actual computer.
Yeah. I'm so totally going to do it on a computer. Because I sit there and I'm like, I'm so bored.
Well, it's so hard, too, because, like, when you have to scroll, you're like, okay, so I've been working on these ones, but now I have to, like, what else is there? I got to scroll down. Yeah, she'll just send me the, like, picture at the bottom when she, like is out of guesses or got them all and just sends me the little thing.
So my high is I'm getting really good at my job. I can't really get into it, but we lost internet yesterday at my office. And I would like to note that I continued working and I found really good workarounds for not being able to use the internet, but also that I was able to like use my phone to get in contact with people that I was only able to email. I can't really get past that. Due to Carla making me do the last two episodes, and I mean making me as like we didn't have ideas for episodes, and Carla's like, what about this? My life is getting way more organized now, which I think you can attest to that. I feel like I'm getting my stuff back together. She rolls her eyes. I feel like I'm getting my stuff back together. I organized my kids' room. I still need to do their labels for their bins. I organized my pantry and I took before and after pictures. I need to organize my freezer because I kind of just keep throwing stuff in it and I need to not do that. It's bad. Like it's starting to get bad. It's full. But I'm like organizing all of my stuff and I'm getting like back into a groove and I feel good about it. And I'm not super stressed about work anymore. And I'm not super stressed about a bunch of other things that I used to be stressed about. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I feel like your job and having downtime also help, like obviously helps because it gives you more time at home to not do those things that you can get done at work.
Yes, I am very blessed that I have a job that I can sit there and pick out my grocery list, or that I can call and set up a doctor's appointment, or I can go do something during the day. Like if we had like a really stressful situation at my job, I need to go for a walk. And my boss has never been like, no, you can't leave. Like if we're expecting a really important phone call and I can't leave because we're expecting important phone call, I would never ask. But as long as all my work's done up until that point, he's like, yeah, take your time. They never tell me that, like, I have to be back by a certain time. But, like, if I have an appointment coming up or I have to be in contact with another coworker in a different office, or I'm awaiting a phone call back from, like, a client or something, like, I don't tend to go far, or, like, I will let coworkers know, like, hey, can you keep an eye on the phones, or, you know, can you just, like, make sure I don't have 75 emails come in, or...
Well, and you don't abuse it, right? So, and like, until someone abuses it, that's when most employers would be like, hey, no, like, no, you have to stay here, because every time you leave for like an hour. No, like, you're going for like a short walk to take a break and get some fresh air and not sit in one spot.
I did take an hour one time. I was like, I'm just not having a good day. I need to go walk around a Dollarama. I'll be back. My boss is like, yeah, it's fine. Like, he knew that I was just off. And like, I also like went and got my lunch, and like, I walked around Dollarama, and I ended up getting some stuff from the office, and I brought him back like a little snack from the dollar store. So like, he wasn't upset with me. It was great. He's like, all is forgiven. When I came back, like, I actually had work to do because I had caught up on everything that like I had to. So then I just like was gone. I want to say it was like 45 minutes. Like, it wasn't even an hour, but like in that time, I also ate my lunch. So like, that was my break. And when I came back, like, I caught everything back up to like current, and I'm like, so now I'm bored and have nothing else to do. Like, now I'm just creating work for myself, because I'm like, well, I don't have anything else to do.
What's your low?
I was gonna say, my low is, well, I have a few. So Kinsley is overly tired because she's overly stimulated through her days. So she is having really bad meltdowns, and she feels like she has no control over her life because we're doing so many things so often. And it's like, we're going here and we're doing this. And she's like, I just want mommy. The hardest part is like when we're driving down the road and she's like, mommy. And I'm like, yes, Kinsley. She's like, hi. She Stewie Griffin'd me in the car the other day. And I was like, touche, kid. Touche. She was like, mommy, 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 for like a solid 5 minutes. And I'm like, Kinsley. She's like, hi. That's all she wanted. Because I'm like, what? She's like, mommy, what? Mommy, mommy, mommy. So I started ignoring her. Finally, I'm like, Kinsley, hi. And then stopped. I'm like, that's all you wanted? Okay. Although, because she's super tired, she goes down really easily, which is, I feel like, kind of a high instead of a low.
But they kind of go, like, it goes together with her being overly tired. Like, most overly tired kids are going to crash hard at the end of a day.
They crash so hard. So the other thing, too, is, like, instead of saying, oh, my God, I've started saying, oh, goodness, so that my kids don't repeat bad words. Then I was telling my mom, which, by the way, Reagan says, oh, goodness, all the time. And Kinsley goes, oh, honey, because I say that, which is probably my favorite thing. If I can get her on video doing it, I'd die. Because I'm like, oh, honey, when I go to get her up, because she's like, it's early, don't touch me. And I'm like, nope, time to get up. Kinsley repeated a bad word today. So I was telling my mom a story, and I said a bad word, and Kinsley, like, fired it right back. And I'm like, lovely.
What word was it?
Yeah.
Remember when I came on here and said Ella said a bad word, and it wasn't even a bad word? And
it was Jesus. We don't even have to bleep the word that you said. We actually have to bleep the word my kid said.
Yes.
Now I just have to make sure she doesn't repeat it at daycare.
Yeah. So Ella repeated, like, last weekend or the weekend before. But, like, when she says sit, or, like, I was like, are you
again too?
Are you repeating
sit
the
doesn't
bad
sound
word
like sit,
or the a different word, or like there's some stuck for some reason. Stuck also seems to come out, like, and I was like, don't Like for a long time, I'm like sitting there and I'm like, are you saying the bad word or are you saying something else? And I'm like, oh, you're stuck. Okay, I'll help you. But I was like, are you repeating bad words? Because Shane made a big deal about it. And then it was at our friend's house and we went inside and was like, Ella just repeated a bad word. And I told him which word. And then he kept trying to get her to repeat it. And I was like, stop it. I'm like, you have a younger kid than me. And I payback is a, I'm going to get your kid back.
Yeah. See, for me, instead of saying stuck, I always tell the girls, say help. So now Kinsley goes, hap, hap, which my ex doesn't, he's not around them enough. So she's going, hap, hap, daddy, hap. And he goes, yeah, that's daddy's hat. And I'm like, it's not even remotely what she's saying. She's asking you to help her.
True story.
So I just want to thank Joyce for coming on again. And I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode of our podcast. We appreciate all the support. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the podcast. And jump over to our social media for all the links about everything we talked about. We want to hear from you. Send us a DM or an email. See you on the 15th.